All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Race of Life, and as you see, this is a very sad part of the game. So we've been playing this for a while, joystick, and the videos are still on BitChute if you want to check them out. I haven't gotten rid of any of those, so you can definitely check out the old videos there. And we're now doing something a little bit more serious, because these games do have stories. They're not just about the sex content, and this is a story-driven game. Allison, sobs, what happened? I need to know what happened to Lily. I don't know. I picked Lily up from the party. She was so excited and happy. Violet got a skateboard for her birthday, and you know how Lily loves skateboarding. When we got home, she wanted to play on hers in the driveway. I told her to put the helmet and the pads on. I just wanted her to be safe. The street was so quiet. There was this weird dog. It must have smelled Bobby on Lily or something because it ran right at her. Lily was attacked by a dog? No, she jumped off her skateboard and ran away from the dog between two cars. A strange car was driving by. I couldn't see it because others were parked on the street. The car hit Lily. It knocked her into the parked car. It stopped, but then he just drove off quickly. Tires screeching and everything. It was so sudden. I couldn't see the number plate. That motherfucker. He didn't even stop. That fucking son of a bitch. He hit Lily and didn't even care enough to stop. Who leaves a little girl in pain like that? The doctors say the helmet saved her life. Grim, what if she doesn't make it? Our baby. Our little Lily. I should have never let her ride that skateboard. Why did I do that, Grim? Shh. Shh. Allie, it's not your fault. You did nothing wrong. Lily is strong and she'll be okay. You don't know that. What if she's not? What if she's never okay again? Allie, the doctors here are the best in the country. They know what to do. But what if they don't, Grim? Allie, I swear on my life, if there's a way to help Lily heal, to bring her back to us, I'll make it happen. No matter what I have to do, no matter how much it costs, I'll burn every bridge between here and hell to make sure she's alright. She can have any organ of mine if she needs it. She can have every last drop of my blood. And if it'll help, she can have my very soul. I swear I'll do everything to help her, no matter what it is. You always were the cool one in a crisis. She has to get through this. I just can't live without her. She will. If I have to knock on the door of every doctor and surgeon in the country, I will. Thanks, Grim. I needed to know that you were still... Still what? Still something like the man I knew. Allison, I've made mistakes in the past. There's no denying that. But never doubt that I'm here for you. As a person, but also as the mother of my child. And there's one thing that we never disagreed about. What's that? That Lily is the best thing about us. Are you Lily's parents, Mr. and Mrs.? Yeah. We're her parents, but no longer married. Yes. Anyway, Lily is out of the worst of the danger for now. Her vitals are strong, and she seems to have avoided any major irreparable damage. We had to cut the helmet off her head. She has a slight skull fracture, but the helmet probably saved her life. Oh, thank God! You'd be better off thanking whoever designed the helmet. Or better yet, thank the trauma team who got it off her, intubated her, administered anticonvulsants, and relieved the pressure inside her skull. We're extremely grateful to you and your team, Doctor. Are we able to see her? Not right now. She's in a rather delicate situation, so we've induced a coma. She suffered a severe shock to her whole system, and we need to perform a complete neurological evaluation, ASAP. There will be a lot of scans, and she'll be on a nasal cannula for oxygen. There's really nothing you can do for her right now. Make sure you're well rested and by her side for when she wakes up. That's when she'll need both of you. More than ever before in her life. Why is that? Because she has gone through some major physical and mental trauma. Add to that an unfamiliar environment and likely some short-term brain impairment. So unless you have more pressing matters than making sure your child isn't alone when confronted with something that would reduce a grown man to tears, you go home, rest, and return in the morning. Can't we just stay here in case something happens? Oh, of course. Can you help with a catheter? Assist our staff with resetting her dislocated hip? Or administer the required analgesics and anticonvulsives and manage any cerebral perfusion pressure issues? No. Then as I said, you are of no use to her right now. Go home. What is your fucking problem? My problem is that this is the worst day of your life, right? Yeah, and you're not making it any better, asshole. I disagree. I'm not here to make you feel better. I'm here to ensure that Lily survives and comes out of this in the best possible condition. As I've already told you, you can play a part in that. But right now, your presence hinders her from getting the care she requires. I've done this more times than I can count. I've given this talk so many times that I know it by heart. To you, it's a moment you'll never forget. But to me, it's Tuesday. You'll have nightmares about it. It'll define your life from here on out. To me, it's Tuesday. My daughter isn't just another number on your list. Of course not, to you. To me, she's another life I've saved. That is, if you listen to me and go home to rest. She will survive this, but will need you at your best when she wakes up. Get some sleep and give her what she needs. Come on, Allison, let's go. Mr. Miller? Doctor? For what it's worth, please accept my sympathies, for both of you. You may not realize this, but you're handling this situation really well. I'd hate to see the people who handled it poorly then. Yes, you would. Because that's when people interfere and think they know better than experts. And that's when things go poorly for the patient. Those are the ones that I remember the most. Because those mean that I failed my patient. Thank you, doctor. Come back around lunchtime tomorrow. We'll know more then. Get some rest and eat something. And I mean that literally. You'll need all your strength. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have 3 other patients in life-threatening conditions. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go, Allison. I'll pick you up tomorrow. Thanks. Damn, I probably shouldn't have driven home. My head is all over the place. No way I can work tomorrow. I'll text William to let him know. Son of a bitch has to give me some time off to sort this out. If not, he could fucking fire me. Professor Bates, I apologize for the late hour, but I must inform you that I will be unable to attend my lectures as required due to an urgent life-threatening family emergency. I am currently at the hospital and expect to be here for some time. I will update you once I have more information on when I will be free to return to class. I would appreciate your consideration at this time. I appreciate you informing me at the earliest opportunity, Mr. Miller. I will arrange for the TA to inform your students and take your classes. I do not expect this will disadvantage them in any meaningful way, so you may return once the current emergency is concluded. Keep me informed as necessary. Okay. Fuck, that hurt. I've been there before. The doc is right. I need to get some sleep. Hi, Grim. Whoa, someone had a big evening. Hi, Maggie. It's not that, it's... Grim, what's wrong? What happened? Sorry, it's okay. I'm alright. You don't need to worry. Grim, you're obviously not okay. And I don't want to pry. But I won't let someone who looks like they've got the world's weight on their shoulders just walk on by without trying to help them. You're a good person, Maggie. I have my moments. So how about we make some coffee and you can tell me what's going on? And I'll see what I can do. Yeah, okay. Coffee sounds great. How do you have it? Black, no sugar. Oh, really? You have cream in the refrigerator. Is it for making sundaes, or are you just trying to look like a real man with black coffee? A dash of cream and one sugar, please. I knew it. You're way too adventurous to be just a black coffee person. Wow, that's much better than what I usually have. You had the coffee maker set up for Lungo, but you don't have enough beans in there. You've probably been burning them and making the coffee too bitter, which is why you've added sugar. Oh, I never really checked the machine. Well, my college job was a cafe in Little Italy, so I had to learn a lot about coffee. But it's not me that we need to talk about, it's you. What's eating you up like this? Grim, I know we're not exactly friends, but even I can tell something has really gotten to you. You can talk about it if you think it'll help. It's about my daughter, Lily. There was an accident. Oh my God, is she okay? She's stable for now. She was hit by a car while riding her skateboard. The doctor said it was lucky she was wearing her helmet. It probably saved her life. Oh, Grim, that's horrible. I can't breathe. Oh, I'm so sorry, Grim. It's so sad. Yeah, I've been up all night at the hospital. But the doc told my ex-wife and me to go get some sleep. Lily won't be out of her coma for at least half a day. Oh no, a coma? Grim, I don't really know what to say. Yeah, it's still a huge shock to me. Is there anything I can do to help? I just need a bit of rest for a moment. No need to bother yourself. Please, I mean it. I can't imagine what it must be like for you right now, but if I can help in any way, I'd be happy to. There's no way I can sleep right now. Bobby has been alone since yesterday. He needs a walk. I can take him. I was going to take Angel anyway, so it's no trouble. Are you sure? Of course, I can take them right now. You go get some rest. Well, I'll just lie down here for a minute. Maggie? Yes, Grim? Thanks. You're so beautiful. He thinks I'm beautiful? Well, he was almost delirious. I'll just walk the dogs and come back later. Your timing is perfect. Breakfast is almost ready. Maggie, it smells great. Thank you so much. How was Bobby? Bobby was great. He and Angel played a lot. I think they really like each other. Oh, that's awesome. He could use some well-mannered company. Are you hungry? I brought over some flour and eggs to make pancakes. And you look like you haven't eaten in a while. Or showered. Yeah, it's been a rough night. I can tell. You go take a shower and I'll finish making us breakfast. Now, this is the kind of woman that guys really get attracted to because, oh wow, she cares, she cooks breakfast, she does all this other stuff, my goodness, that's the one that guys end up marrying. Maggie, you don't have to do that. It's fine. I like to cook anyway. Beats having cereal alone with Angel. And keep in mind, she literally brought over the flour and everything to make homemade pancakes. Come on now. Well, I guess I'll get in the shower then. Take your time. I've got nowhere to be for a while yet. I should tell Veronica about the accident. She can probably smooth it out with William and let the teaching assistants know to cover my classes. I just can't do it right now, though. I'll wait until I know more from the doctors today. Maggie seems like a good person. She didn't have to help me today. I don't know if I'd have helped her in her position. Well, not before I could get in her pants. but she seems to know a bit about heartache. Maybe I should try and return the favor, or maybe she wants to be left alone. I'll worry about it later. I have to go see Lily before anything else. A text from Veronica? It would be nice if I used the right app. Grim, are you okay? William said you won't be at work today. Can I help with anything? I'm fine. I can't talk right now. That's the only option they gave me, guys. I'm sorry, V. You'll have to wait a little longer. But I'll explain everything, I promise. Wow. Did she fresh squeeze the orange juice? I'm not saying she has to, but that'd be like, wow, I can't believe you did all that. Here you go, pancakes with maple syrup. The real stuff, not the flavored kind. Wow, real maple syrup too? God darn. You can taste the difference? Absolutely. One is pure happiness, taken from nature straight to your soul. The other is drinking liquid plastic while someone squirts sugar water in your eye. She's not wrong. I didn't realize you were so passionate about maple syrup. Well, my mother was Canadian, and they take it seriously. I mean, the woman who... It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's just better. Trust me. Wow. Maggie, these are spectacular. I told you so. There is a problem, though. And what's that? You'll never be able to stomach the fake stuff ever again. If it means I can enjoy pancakes like this, I don't care. Now, I will say one thing. We actually do have the real natural stuff now. You'll find it in stores with the maple syrup. They have the real natural stuff. It's going to be a little more expensive than Aunt Jemima, but man, it's worth it. And it comes in a glass bottle. That's one thing you have to think of. It's smaller and it comes in a glass bottle, so you don't get a whole lot of it. But it's good. Maggie? Yes, Grim? You're a good person. I don't know many good people. I appreciate this. No, I just did what anyone would do with a neighbor in need. You really aren't from around here, are you? No, not really. I don't even know where you're from. It's not important. I mean, if it's from another dimension, I think it's, you know, if you come from another planet or some other dimension, you need to let me know in advance, just in case. Where I come from is not important. Hold on now, Missy. Want to make sure you don't have a tentacle or something back there. Now, even though, don't tempt me with a good time, I like a little tentacles here and there, you know, a couple tentacles. It might be fun. It's not important. I just moved here for personal reasons. You're not in trouble, are you? No, nothing like that. I don't think so, at least. Anyway, the last thing you need right now is me holding you up from seeing your daughter. Oh shit, yeah, I said I'd pick Allison up. I better get moving. I can finish cleaning up if you like. I really appreciate that. There's a spare key in one of the drawers. It's got a key ring with an A on it. Ex-girlfriend's key? Kind of. Ex-wife's. Oh, Lily's mother. Yeah. And you kept a personalized key ring of hers? Yeah, I thought she might need it if she had to pick up Lily's stuff or drop things off. But we ended on pretty bad terms. She said she never wanted to set foot in any place of mine ever again. So I always pick Lily up when I see her, or meet her somewhere else. Come to think of it, I'm not sure she even knows where I live. Anyway, you better go. I'll sort this out. Is it okay if Bobby and Angel hang out at my place? Sure, Bobby would love that. Hey, Maggie. Thanks again. I appreciate what you're doing for me. Take your time, Grim. Anything you need, let me know. Sure. Later. Guess Rod Stewart was right, that song he did for Maggie. That man has trouble written all over him, but I hope his daughter will be okay. Damn, I'm still tired. I feel so drained, but I have to be strong for Lily. The fuck is that van idling there? Yeah, that's not how you park a car. The McHenrys aren't moving out, are they? That looks like Wyatt. That's weird, but that couldn't have been Wyatt. He's still in prison. I must be tired, that's all. It's probably a courier or something. Old Mr. McHenry does love his G-Bay. I swear, if he bought torches in bulk again, I'm not going to let him talk to me into taking a single one. Grim, you don't look so good. I thought I saw someone, but I'm probably mistaken. Are you sure you're okay to drive? Yeah. Anyway, we're going to the hospital. Every mile there gets me closer to medical attention if we need it. Grim, that's pretty dark, especially now. Well, if I don't laugh, I'll probably cry. I don't see you laughing. Yeah, but I'm not crying either. Let's go. Grim, thanks for picking me up. You didn't have to. You're welcome. Huh, lots of vans around today. Your loved ones will appreciate their happy ending. That's probably not what you want to put on the side of a van. What? When I arrived, there was a little white van out in front of the McHenry's place. It was just sitting there idling, must have dropping off some G-Bay packages or something. If Mr. McHenry gives me another torch... Ah, that's what I thought, too. Look, I know things are tense between us, but can we pause it and focus on Lily just for today? Whatever, if it helps Lily, I'll tolerate you. That's all I ask. That's a sincere face. Hi, we're here to see Lily Miller. We're her parents. She came in last night. Oh yes, the Miller child. Give me 1 second and I'll page Dr. Cutsy. We need Dr. Cutsy at the front. The Millers are here. Yes, he has to be interrupted no matter what. Listen, Patrice, it's about floor 12. Yes, that floor 12. Get Cutsy now, or I'll make sure you're doing rectal exams in our palliative ward for a year. Dr. Cutsy will be here in a moment. Please take a seat. What was that all about? I don't know, but I don't like it. Mr. and Miss Miller, please... follow me. Miss Miller, please, or Miss Falla, if you must, we're no longer married. Yes, right. Well, please follow me. How is Lily? Is she okay? I'll take you to see her right now. She's getting the best possible care. Has she woken up? No. Her reflexes are as expected, so we can rule out spinal trauma. Our brainwave activity might indicate she's thinking or dreaming, and at an unusual level for a trauma-induced coma. Is she getting better? She's stable, but there is much to discuss. Please, take a seat. Miss Miller. Lily's condition is stable, and her scans show no signs of hemorrhaging. That's good, right? It's positive, yes. We do, however, have some concerning developments. What developments? Is Lily going to be okay? Please, don't interrupt me. I can appreciate your concern about her well-being, but I'll give you all my information if you're patient. What an asshole. As I was saying, we examined the brain scans of patient 43, I mean Lily. She's fortunate she was brought here. We have access to the best diagnostic equipment this side of the Wake Up Institute. The what now? Never mind. Some arrogant upstarts that wouldn't know their post-central gyrus from the Sylvian Fisher. They certainly have no business as part of the peer review process. Especially that cocky bitch, Mahamaya. Regardless, your daughter's mind is showing variable activity. To be honest, we expected her to wake up much earlier. What do you mean? Mr. Miller, the human brain is one of the most complex systems known to man or nature. Imagine designing a machine that can effectively pilot another machine to do the most intricate of tasks. For a century. Yeah, think about that, guys. Your brain is pretty fucking magic. It's amazing, right? It's the most complex thing there is. All that on less power than it takes to run a light bulb. Incredible. I don't give a shit about any of that. Well, I do. What is happening with Lily? Well, simply put, she's not waking up. Lily's accident has resulted in an injury to the brainstem area known as the pons. A leak in her basilar artery put pressure on the pons. That resulted in a coma where she seems to have moments of lucidness but can't respond. It's sort of like a sleep paralysis. Well, that's fan-fucking-tastic. I'm glad we came to the experts. Mr. Miller, much is unknown about how the brain functions. She should be awake. But sometimes this happens, especially in children. They indicate that they will be awake, yet they're not. And then one day, like magic, they just do. Like magic? Indeed. Well, it's primarily due to being overseen by knowledgeable professionals such as myself. But I can assure you, patient 43, I mean your daughter, will wake up at some stage. Definitely within a year or two. Four tops. 4 years? Well, that's a pessimistic scenario, but not impossible from my experience. She will have the best care possible. We can even stimulate her muscles to ensure that when she wakes up, she can still walk. After a fashion, children grow so fast at that age, she'll have to get used to a much older body. But with proper aftercare, intensive therapy, and a schooling schedule accounting for her situation, she should have a normal life. Well, once she catches up and is fully recovered. Catches up? By the time she's 25 or so, she'll be just another ordinary girl, or a woman by that time. But you understand what I mean, I'm sure. Doctor, that's not at all acceptable. Well, it's a worst-case scenario. Maybe she'll wake up tomorrow, maybe 10 years from now. We'll keep her stable until then. Provided, of course, your university's health insurance continues to cover it. I see. I think we need to discuss our daughter's future. Of course, please feel free to use the chapel down the corridor. It's a private space. Can't we just use this office for a few minutes? Miss Miller, I'm sure you can appreciate that I'm rather busy. Also, there are many sensitive records here. I can't allow you to look through patient records. Dr. Katsi, we're dealing with our daughter's future. I couldn't give a flying fuck about any other patient of yours. Nevertheless, you can use the chapel or simply leave and discuss it at home. You have my details. I'll contact you if Lily's condition changes in any meaningful way. Wow, what a cunt. Allison! I mean it. You self-absorbed asshole. I fucking hate that doctor. Yeah, me too. But those doctors here are our best chance of helping Lily. Are they? What about that other place he mentioned? What other place? That wake-up place and someone called Myanmar? Miara? It's Mahamaya. The second M is really short. Mahamaya. Do you mind? We're having a very private conversation here. You're the Millers, yes? I'd like to speak to you about your situation. I'm Dr. Kalani Mahamaya, I'm from the Wake Up Institute. Please, we don't want to talk to anyone. We just need to decide how we can best help our daughter. I can appreciate that, and it's also why I'm here. I had to sneak past a few rather aggressive nurses to find you. So please believe me when I say I can help you. How? Well, like I said, I'm from the Wake Up Institute. We specialize in treating coma patients and returning them to normal life. How is that different from this place and Dr. Kotze? Well, if you've spoken to Dr. Kotze, I'm sure you already understand how busy this place is. Also, how much the good doctor loves the sound of their own voice. Ain't that the truth? The staff here would treat Lily well. She'll be healed as they can make her, no doubt. Excuse me, she'll be as healed as they can make her, no doubt. But with a coma, that's only half the treatment needed. What do you mean? We at the Wake Up Institute take it one step further. We treat the psyche as well as the body. Our research leads us to believe that there's a link between long-term coma patients and the mental processing of their trauma. Sounds like you're making shit up. Not really. Think about it. Lily's body is healing. Her brain swelling has receded and the brain is active, yet she's still asleep. What if the coma is protecting her mental well-being as well as her physical health? Still sounds like a reach. I'm sure Dr. Kotze told you that Lily would have a lengthy recovery even after waking up, right? Well, ask yourself this. What if we can help her learn and process her trauma while she's still in her coma? How? Well, there's a lot to explain, but in short, we feed broad information directly into her brain via a custom neural net interface. This is sounding interesting. Her brain processes all of that through her preconscious and subconscious mind. So, like a dream? Exactly, but not just that. When we combine it with innovative stem cell treatments and some other new technology, basically we can tell her body exactly where to allocate healing resources and supercharge her healing process. Okay, but why us? And how do you even know about Lily? Well, to be honest, I've been waiting for a situation like this. A young person's brain is highly adaptable. We call it neuroplasticity. It means she will adjust to any changes in her brain function without losing capability. As to how I found you, well, I used to work in this hospital myself. A few people owed me favors, so when the admitting doctor in the ER asked for a second pair of eyes, Lily's file came to me. As he is an accredited neurologist, I contact Dr. Kotze to consult on this case. It was not well received, but I'm generally confident that Lily would be a perfect case for our treatment. And how many people have had this treatment? This exact one? None. You expect our daughter to be a lab rat? Nothing of the sort. I hope you consider your options and choose the appropriate one. You can go with Dr. Kotze's method. It's the same as they've been doing for decades. Her body will be cared for and monitored. And when Lily wakes up, they'll help as best they can. Or you can go with us, and we can treat her while she's still in the coma. And when she wakes up, Lily will be the same girl that she always was. But she'll have already processed her traumatic experience. I understand this is a big decision. Please take my card and think about it. We will. Now, please, leave us to discuss this. Of course, and please accept my sympathy. I know the situation is hard. I've been there too. You've had a daughter in a coma? Yes, I did. Is she okay now? She died as a result of substandard care. She's the reason I started the Wake Up Institute. When I tell you that I would give Lily the same amount of care as if she were my own, I mean it. Thank you, Doctor. We'll be in touch once we've made a decision. Thank you. I'll leave you be. We certainly should think about this. Yes, we should. I already like her better than Kotze, though. Yeah, you were right. He's a total cunt. A text from Cooper? Grim, man, I've been trying to get to you. Is Lily okay? No, she's in a coma. Bro, you want me to come by? No, she's stable now. I'm at the hospital with Allison. Sorry, Coop, I gotta cut this short. We got a lot to discuss. Okay, bro, but just remember, I'm here if you need me. Anything, anytime, anywhere. You know I'd take a bullet for that little munchkin. Thanks, Coop. Talk to you later. That's a real one right there, guys. Alright, and on that note, we're gonna leave it here. Yeah, this isn't what you guys expected, But sometimes adult visual novels do have meaningful and impactful stories. It's one thing we would like to share with you guys, and of course those on the BitChute who remember when we did Leap of Faith. Things got very serious. So yes, you can absolutely use these as a means of proper storytelling like you would with any game. Just a little saucy at times too, but that doesn't mean you can't tell a story. At any rate, I'm out, and I will see you next time, guys.